This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biadro. Palestinian health officials say Israeli strikes on Gaza's southern city of Rafah killed 22 people, including 18 children. The strikes came as the United States is on track to approve billions of dollars of additional military aid to Israel, as AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Bulldozers move across the rubble of a destroyed building, searching for more victims from Israel's latest airstrikes on Rafah. The first strike killed a man, his wife and their three-year-old child. The second killed over a dozen children and two women, all from the same family. AP footage showed a man peeling back the top of a body bag to reveal the face of one of the deceased. Upon seeing the victim's face, another man bursts into cries of grief. Resident Rami Mikdad told the AP that the strikes were so powerful that the bodies from one of the struck buildings flew onto the streets covered in rubble. The strikes come as the U.S. approved billions of dollars of military aid to Israel. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian and Western leaders have welcomed the passing of a desperately needed aid package for Ukraine by the U.S. House of Representatives. The Kremlin warned the passage of the bill would, quote, further ruin Ukraine. The House approved $61 billion in aid as Democrats and Republicans banded together after months of hard right resistance over renewed American support for repelling Russia's invasion. The Ukrainian president, who had warned that Ukraine would lose the war without U.S. funding, praised American lawmakers for their decision. The Kremlin spokesperson called the approval of aid to Ukraine, quote, expected and predictable, and warned it would result in the deaths of more Ukrainians. This is VOA News. Police in Tennessee say eight people were shot, including two men who were killed at an unsanctioned public party in a Memphis city park. Memphis Police Chief Sarah Lynn Davis says officers responded at 7:19 p.m. Saturday to a reported shooting in Orange Mound Park. Two men were pronounced dead at the scene, and six people were transported to hospitals, with one in critical condition, as AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Eight people were shot, including two men who were killed at a private party in Memphis City's Orange Mound Park Saturday night around 7 p.m. Police say up to 300 people were there, but it doesn't seem they had a permit for the party. Officials are reviewing video and say at least two people are believed to have fired weapons during the shooting. Memphis police initially reported 16 people shot, but revised the number, blaming it on a result of several victims being reported multiple times. I'm Julie Walker.
Dozens visited a memorial to the victims of the Columbine High School shooting on Saturday, marking 25 years since the tragedy. Visitors silently took in the memorial stones and crosses bearing the names of the dead and injured. J.P. McDaniel was at Columbine High School on April 20, 1999.
Because this is part of my community and it's become part of my life. I was at Columbine on that day, and just to come and reflect a little bit, not to mourn, but to be happy and rejoice that people still remember and still carry on. And there's been so much good that has come from this, and that's what we need to remember.
Planning for the Columbine Memorial began just 2 months after the shooting. It opened to the public in September 2007. 12 students and one teacher were killed by two high school seniors who opened fire in Columbine High School on April 20, 1999. 24 were injured. Officials say three people have died in the United Arab Emirates as a result of heavy flooding caused by record-setting rains this week. A statement by the Philippines Department of Migrant Workers said two women suffocated inside their vehicle during the flooding, while a man died when his vehicle fell into a sinkhole. The exact number of deaths caused by the storm is not yet known, as UAE officials have not released any information. For additional stories 24 hours, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Nabil Biadro, VOA News.